Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's hit the guest line right now. Let's welcome aboard Dustin Fox, host 92.3 The Fan in Cleveland, the Bull and Fox Show, former Ohio State Buckeye, four-year NFL vet. Hey, Dustin, Taz of the Moose with you, buddy. Thanks for a couple minutes this morning.
What's up, boys?
How you doing? All right.
What's up?
I'm good, man. It's snowing here in Ohio. Can this weather just go away?
It's horrible.
Oh,
it's disgusting.
Brutal.
I agree.
It's brutal.
It is terrible, Dustin. What do you read into the story that came out yesterday about Barkley and not wanting to be a Cleveland Brown?
All right, so let's just go through the story, right? So it was his agency. The report was that his agency had told him, right, that they didn't want him to go to Cleveland. They wanted him to be in a bigger market. Am I reading that story correctly?
Right.
Okay. So that makes sense, right? I mean, if you're representing Saquon Barkley, more endorsement opportunities, more exposure in a city like New York as opposed to Cleveland. So that makes sense. I do believe that Saquon probably said to them, No, I'm good. Like, I'll go to Cleveland. I'll turn that franchise around. And obviously, the fans, when they heard that Saquon would do that, I mean, they get on board with it. They're like, all right, this dude is a blue collar guy. He doesn't really care about those things. And even though his agency, which is, I believe, the Jay-Z group, right, the Rock Nation or whatever, even though they may have different ideas, I think he really is kind of against that. That's my take on it.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I don't know what's going on behind the scenes, but if you're Barkley, you're wearing the barbershop hoodie with the Giants the other week, right? And maybe that's just here or there, right?
Sure.
You know, if you are, and I know, Dustin, you're an Ohio guy, went to Ohio State, work in Cleveland, but if you're an NFL player, you'd probably trust the Giants organization more so than the Browns about putting the proper support around you and being a consistent winner. And I don't think that's a big-time leap of faith. I think there's got to be a little bit more. I don't think an agency is doing something without having conversations with the player.
That's probably fair. Maybe they have had those conversations. I just don't know why this gets leaked. You know, like, what's the point of, like, how does this even get out?
You know, maybe Dustin, we were talking about this earlier, Moose and I. We kind of feel that these things get leaked because said player wants them leaked, not just Barkley. You know how it is. These guys, that's their representation. And there's ways so a guy like Barkley, a kid like him, doesn't look like the heater. No disrespect to Cleveland or the Browns and none of that stuff, but, you know, it's just, again, the New York Giant hoodie was one way definitely to see what a kid wants to play, you know?
That's fine. I just say this. He's not coming to Cleveland at once. He can wear all the hoodies he wants. He's not going to be a Brown.
Well, who is? Which quarterback do you think that the Browns are going to grab? What do you think it's going to be?
Man, if I had that, I'd play the lottery. I literally don't know. Like, I've gone back and forth on this. Weeks. I wrote an article yesterday for The Athletic, and I did a breakdown on Sam Darnold, and I said Sam Darnold should be the pick for the Browns at one. But that doesn't mean that that's what they're going to do. I just said that because I believe that Sam Darnold checks all the boxes, and there's the least amount of risk involved with a player like Darnold, even though I love Baker Mayfield. Like, if I was drafting, I'd draft Mayfield at one. But they're not going to do that, I don't think. I still think there's a chance they take Josh Allen at one, because John Dorsey seems to be, you know, this old school football guy that is infatuated with size and arm strength and his hand size and all this stuff, all these little things that that Allen has that the other quarterbacks don't. So I don't think that anything would surprise me. And guys, I don't think anyone's going to know until the Browns turn that card in on Thursday night.
Yeah. So you don't think at this stage you think they've made up their mind, right?
I think Dorsey has, but I don't think he's told anybody.
Would you be stunned if they didn't go with a quarterback?
Floored. Yes.
Floored.
Stunned.
Lord, I'm with you. I'd be laying on the floor next to you.
I'd be blown away. I don't even know what I would do. I think it would be the craziest thing ever.
Yeah.
You know, Taz, we've talked about Allen a lot, Dustin. I know you broke down his game film a little bit. What about the concern about Allen, which Taz and I have talked about a lot, is the completion percentage.
Yep.
Right to be concerned, or is the concern level a little off?
Well, I think you're right to be concerned if you care about stats and analytics at all, and probably should. If you're trying to pick a quarterback, you can go back and try and look at what quarterbacks have the highest success rate based off of their college stats and everything. And listen, the Browns take Allen at one, they're sort of ignoring the history of the position. But I would say this, if you put on some film of Josh Allen, you're going to see some things you like. And there's going to be some things that make you think that this guy has the potential to be a franchise quarterback. But then, five plays later, he makes you something like, oh, I don't like that.
Right.
But you can find that stuff for all these quarterbacks. They're all flawed in their own sort of way. But Allen, and I'll say this too, I think that there's been this, I don't want to call it like a smear campaign, but it's really easy to jump on this group think that Allen is just not going to be successful because this completion percentage thing. I mean, the fans who have never watched a snap of Josh Allen are like, well, this guy stinks. This guy can't. Like, how many games are Cleveland Browns fans or what have you fans watching of Wyoming? Probably not that many. And I'll be honest, I've watched a half dozen games. I haven't watched every snap of him. I'm assuming the Browns have watched every snap of his college career going back to probably his JUCO days before he even got to Wyoming to make sure this guy has got some skills that they feel like they can work with. Obviously, some of the issues that he has that they can correct. So I wouldn't kill the move if they draft Josh Allen. It wouldn't be my first move, but I do think that fans have to, pump the brakes a little bit on this, and just because people are like, this guy's Jamarcus Russell. He's not Jamarcus Russell, okay? He's not. I mean, the guy got a 37 on his Wonderlic, and he's not Jamarcus Russell. He's a different person. He's a kid that is not going to get into trouble. I don't know.
He's definitely got a lot of upside. I'm not a hater on Josh Allen. I've watched him play a good amount at Wyoming, and I think he's going to do really good things in the NFL. But let's shift gears, Dust.
Sure.
Let's talk Cavaliers. What's the deal, man? I mean, does LeBron have enough resources around him? We saw last night he scored about 7,000 points, right? And he basically did it all by himself. He went to the rack all alone every time, and I'm exaggerating, obviously. But do the Cavs have enough resources supporting cast around LeBron to win a series?
To win a series, yeah. To win a championship, probably not.
Right.
I wouldn't be shocked if they got to the finals because LeBron is just that good. I mean, last night he was like, I'm just going to take this game over. And obviously it was enough. Barely in the end because they just went by 3 points. But it was enough last night. And the Pacers are, I think, a better team than people want to give them credit for. And Oladipo has played out of his mind. But I'm concerned to the point where if some of these role players don't give something, because LeBron can't do that every night. I said on my show yesterday, I said, if you're going to this game tonight, you're going to see Vince or LeBron. You're going to see a 45. I said this on the show. You're going to see 45 points from LeBron tonight, guaranteed. He scores 46. And, he has 29 in the first half. The stat line was tremendous. He gets out to I think it was 16-1 at one point. It was all 16 of LeBron's points in the first quarter. He can't do that every night. You know what I'm saying? He's going to have to get some support. And Kevin Love has 15 points last night. He scored 9 in game one. He's going to have to score 20, 25 points a game at some point in this series. And I do like what they went with Kyle Korver in the starting lineup last night. He played 30-something minutes, gives him 12 points, hit 4-3. So that's nice. But Jordan Clarkson and Jeff Green, these dudes got to play. And if you're going to play 25 minutes plus and give you 2 to 6 points, that's not good enough. And when LeBron's off the court, you can't go on these stretches where you allow the Pacers or whoever you're playing to go on these 8-0 runs or whatever, and get back in the game. The Cavs had a 16-17 point lead at one point. And it gets down to 3. Then Oladipo has a shot with 25 seconds to go in the game to tie the game. I mean, that just can't happen.
Dustin, do you get? Is there a sense, general vibe, you're there that this is the last run for LeBron in Cleveland?
No, I don't know that I feel that way because there's been so much talk about what LeBron's going to do, and the fact that they still have some assets here and they have this Brooklyn pick, which, we don't know what it's going to be. I think if they have a 2.5% chance of getting the number one overall pick with it, so it's slated to be the 7th pick or whatever. I think that the Cavs will make some moves this offseason, and at least they have some flexibility to try and keep LeBron. And I don't know that he's going to is he going to go to Philly? Is he going to go to L.A.? I don't know. I wouldn't – I think it's 50-50 55% he comes back to Cleveland right now. So that's kind of where I'm at, 55 to 60% Cleveland and then anywhere else. And I also think that it depends on how things go with this team this year. You know, do they get bounced against the Pacers in round one? Well, that changes things. But do they get to the finals again and you know, go against the Rockets or the Warriors or whoever it ends up being and give them a little bit of a run? Well, that changes things.
Well, I'm curious, Dustin, does everyone then make too much about the relationship and the importance of the relationship between Dan Gilbert and James?
Of course they do. They don't really talk. Like, they don't have to have a relationship for LeBron to be in Cleveland. LeBron is a businessman, and he is back playing ball, you know, 20 minutes from where he grew up. And his family's here. He's got this mansion off of I-77 in Bath, Ohio, that no one will ever buy. He's going to own that house forever. And he gets to play hoops just down the street. So there's something to be said for that. I just don't know that at this point in his career, he goes somewhere else. You know, he came back the second time, he said he wanted to finish his career in Cleveland. So would he be going against his word? Maybe, but he also promised the championship, and he's got the championship. So I think he has an out if he'd like to leave Cleveland. But I still favor him returning to the Cavs next year.
All right, Dustin, we'll close it out here with the NFL draft and back to the Browns. You think they're going to go quarterback with the first overall pick, right?
Yep.
What do you think the goal of Dorsey with that fourth overall pick is? Do you think there's a guy that he's eyeballing with that fourth pick?
Yeah, I mean, there's probably two or three guys that they have their eyes on. I would have my eyes all over Bradley Chubb, and I'd turn that card in before, they even start the clock. If you're on the clock at four and he's there, I would take Bradley Chubb. But it'll be interesting to see. There's a lot of rumblings here with Buffalo. Are the Bills going to give up a king's ransom to try and trade up to that four spot for the Browns and to get themselves a quarterback? And so I'll tell you what, that would be fascinating, because if the Bills give up the 12th pick, the 22nd overall pick, which they also have, and a 2019 first rounder, boy, that's a haul. And for the Browns, they trade down to 12, and you know, I don't know, maybe the Browns trade down to 12 and trade back up to 6 with the Colts or something crazy like that. I wouldn't put it past them.
I'm a Bills fan, and Dustin, yep. I would love that.
Yeah. Who do you want to take? Rosen or?
Me personally, I like Baker Mayfield. He's a winner. Yeah. But I also like, you know, I'm not crazy about Rosen. I'd rather Allen, that big strong arm up in Buffalo in the freezing cold, just like in the freezing cold in Cleveland.
Yeah, sure.
Moose and I debate sometimes about the completion percentage thing, but it's a real number, obviously. But no, I like Baker. I know some people love him, some people hate him. He's a winner's winner, you know.
Yeah, so think about that, though. You're a Bills fan, and you're like, I want them to trade up to four, and I'll take the fourth best quarterback or the third best quarterback, because that tells you something about this draft class.
Yeah.
I think that all these quarterbacks are good.
Yep,
right?
That's right.
So
there's a lot of upside to all of them, you know, all of them.
Absolutely.
You know, even like Lamar Jackson, we're not talking about, or Mason Rudolph, those guys are good players.
Mm-hmm. No doubt.
Hey, Dustin, we appreciate the time this morning, and enjoy the rest of your day, and we'll do it again real soon. All right, Dustin?
All right, fellas.
Okay. Picture this, it's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road, the steeper the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.